and welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Yudeli Wickham. And today, as usual, I continue the conversation around disability and what's happening in this particular sector. So I'm joined by Jacqueline Huggins, the manager of Student Life and Development Department from the University of the West Indies, St. Augustine's campus. So let me say a hearty and warm welcome to my friend Jacqueline Huggins. Welcome, Jackie.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so Jackie, let's start by examining this department. When was it instituted and what is the real priorities and purpose of the department?
Okay, so in 2006, this department was created. However, it was under a different title and it only provided support for students with disabilities. And that came about because the university management recognized that, you know, there was an increase in the number of students with disabilities who were matriculating to the university. However, there were no real concrete official services and support for these students. So this department was created, and in 2015, it was changed to the Student Life and Development Department, which provides support for every student on the campus. However, our main focus is meeting the needs and supporting students with disabilities and medical conditions.
Excellent. So share with us some of the issues and results that you have seen over the past many years.
Well, actually, one is the increase in the number of students with disabilities. Two is the changing face of disabilities. So, you know, before we would have had students, probably a student who was blind, a student who had a physical condition. Now we have many students with mental conditions. We have students who are deaf. We have students who have learning disabilities. And then we have students with medical conditions for which they need support to make it through any day. What has happened is that we would have had to do a lot of outreach on the campus so that lecturers, staff, students, classmates got an understanding of who is a student with a disability, who sits in the classroom with them, and their needs. First and foremost, we recognize the right of any person with a disability to be on the campus. And once that person is on the campus, the university also has a mandate to provide support so that person could have a positive university experience. So where our unit comes in, our department comes in, is that students will register with us. And once we have a sense of what the student needs are, then we find ways of providing that need. So in the classroom, we would normally liaise with lecturers. We also have students self-advocating, liaising with their lecturers in terms of how lectures are delivered, meeting the needs of different types of materials. So for instance, students may use recorders, students may get videos or emails of the notes before the class so that student could be prepared, whatever is the need in the classroom. We also look in terms of accessibility in the classroom. So for some students, we would have had to relocate classes from first floors and second floors to the ground floor. We also would have different types of furniture based on that student need. Outside of the classroom, the physical space at this point, and it was for many years, we would have been asking and requesting, we now have an accessible shuttle. So students are taken from class to class. We have a driver, and the driver has been trained because we're trying to train and sensitize all levels of staff on the campus, because we expect that our students will be all over the campus. In the past, what we had was students who would just come to campus, go to class, and go home. So we have been trying to encourage students to participate in everything that's happening on the campus. We also have a main program is our examination program, where students are provided with accommodation. So a student medical practitioner would indicate the type of accommodation they would need. And my department has responsibility for implementing special exams. So we work very closely with our main exam division, our invigilators, who would be able to work with students. Once a student requests to do the exam separate from the main exam room, we have a number of rooms around the campus where we would facilitate those exams. We also liaise with lecturers. So for instance, a student who has dyslexia, we have special guidelines that we will send to their lecturers so that they would not be punished for bad spelling or grammar. We also have volunteers who work one-on-one with our students. We have what we call peer pairing, where when you have a new student with a disability, we pair that student with a second or third year so that they get a better idea in terms of how to navigate the campus. And one of the programs that we are planning is we have a special orientation for students with disabilities. In the past, we recognized that some students would not even come on campus during orientation. So what we are doing now, we have been doing it since 2012, is encouraging students to come, take part in orientation, get a sense of what is available so that they will be prepared when school open. This year, we're going to have it more like a meet and greet, where students will interact with other students. They will interact with managers from other student services, with the principal, deputy principal, so that they feel a part of the university from the beginning. The other thing that we have worked on since 2007 was a disability policy, because you can have goodwill, you can ask a lecturer to do something. However, a policy makes it more concrete. So we would have been using that policy for a number of years. However, the university on a whole, in its wisdom, is now creating a one UB policy where we would have had representatives from all the campuses come together to create this one policy. We are still waiting on approval, and that will help to guide how we interact and manage the lives of persons with disabilities on the campus to ensure there is no discrimination, to ensure rights are upheld. Basically, on a day-to-day basis, a student comes in, there is an issue, we try to work it out. Basically, that's what we do.
You're doing some fantastic work, and this is excellent news, because creating that culture, that atmosphere where a citizen throughout the Caribbean can feel, yes, I can approach, I can seek admission to this university because they do have measures. They do have facilities in place to accommodate my type of disability, my type of medical condition. And this is excellent. This is truly good news. And it's extremely encouraging to persons with disabilities. Now, Jackie, for the last 9 years, the unit has really ensured that resources are available. Do you facilitate students who may not have any type of equipment? Maybe you have laptops or audio recorders, those type of devices that students can borrow?
Yes, we do. So for instance, there may be some students who may take a while to process information within the classroom. So what we do is that we would loan the student a tape recorder. We would normally meet with the lecturer because, when we start to talk about persons' information, intellectual property. So we would meet with lecturers and get permission for students to tape classes. We also have laptops students use during exams if that is an accommodation that they need. And the university of itself have a laptop program that students can borrow a laptop for an academic year or for a semester. We also have wheelchairs. So for instance, we had a student coming in for orientation, and we were able to let that student use our wheelchair to go around the campus. We have other devices like crutches, because we always have a student falling and breaking a leg. So we lend them crutches, we have walking sticks, we have neck braces, and students will just come in, sign a contract, and they would be loaned those things. Now, you know, in terms of other devices which may be expensive, we are not at that point yet where we provide that kind of funding or those devices, but it's something that we're still working towards so that any student comes on the campus, we know how expensive those devices could be. We will be in a position to assist a student for that period.
Okay, so Jackie, share a little more about the One UE policy. How do you think this will significantly impact the lives of students with disabilities at Mona, St. Augustine, and Cave Hill?
Right. So it's actually those three campuses, as well as Open Campus, as well as Five Island Campus. So all campuses of the University of the West Indies will benefit. So in the past, Cave Hill, Mona, and St. Augustine had policies. Right. However, there were some issues. If a student has to leave St. Augustine and go to Cave Hill, I would have had to do a lot of interaction with those persons at Cave Hill to ensure that the student, you know, actually still receives the accommodation that they would have been receiving at UE St. Augustine. What the university registrar decided is that we should have a one UE policy, where we would have had, like I said, a representative from all the campuses. Because, you know, Cave Hill has its own culture. Mona has its own culture. And then we are all based in countries that have their own culture. Some of our countries don't even have national policies. So in a bid to really, you know, take into consideration the rights of a person with disability once they are on the compound of the University of the West Indies, we came together, we came up with ideas, we came up with objectives. We had consultations throughout all the campuses so that we are hoping that no area has been missed and it is more comprehensive than that policy that St. Augustine would have had. It is more comprehensive than the policy that Mona would have had. It's all comprehensive now. In addition to which, not only are we looking at the rights and lives of students with disabilities, we have incorporated staff with disabilities, because in the past, staff would have to liaise with HR and many staff would have had issues. So this one policy will cater to the needs of students with disabilities as well as staff. It will also enable a student to leave St. Augustine and go to Mona and be very comfortable, because this policy is all embracing. So it will definitely assist. There's going to be some awareness campaigns, because, you know, you can have a policy, and if persons who are supposed to implement don't understand, persons with disabilities may still be at the same position. So in addition to having a policy document that is going to be approved by the senior management of the university, there are going to be some outreach, there are going to be awareness and sensitization, so everybody would be on board.
This is excellent news. I can't help but keep saying that, because education is one of those foundational pillars that drive many Caribbean citizens. And for the universities in the region to really center and focus on how can we create a culture, how can we create that university that is ideal for all students, students with and without disabilities. So this is fantastic news.
Another area we have is we are trying to increase research on disability within the campus and outside of the campus. I have just completed a chapter for a book. I'm still waiting to hear if it has been approved, looking at social justice and disability on the campuses within the Caribbean region. So in addition to having policy, in addition to us doing our day-to-day, we are also looking at research that could help, you know, to guide not only our management on the campus, but also within the different geographical locations that we are. So research has become very important, and we are trying to do as much as possible to highlight the work that is being done in the region, as well as highlight information that has been hidden for a very long time.
You touched on another critical point, and that is research around disability in the Caribbean. And I know that Mona and St. Augustine's have done a fair amount of research around the topic. So share with us some of the pieces of research, you know, like these subject areas that have been done, and how available are they, not only to the students, but to other persons outside of the university?
Right. So, for instance, the School of Education, their students normally do a lot of research as part of their degrees in different areas, especially in terms of education. So at UWE, any one of the campuses, you would find those bits of research being stored there. We also have individuals like myself. You know, we have this regional organization, the Caribbean Tertiary Level Personnel Association, where we encourage our student services professionals to do research, some of which is on disabilities, mainly looking at issues of our students. So you would find some research on the impact of COVID. You would find some research in terms of student advocacy, how students with disabilities advocate for themselves. We also look at the situation of students with disabilities across the campuses. I would have done my PhD thesis looking at the three campuses and what exists and what needs to be added. We have Dr. Morris, who is at Mona, who has done a lot of research on disability within the Caribbean, especially in terms of Jamaica. And he would have looked from primary school. He has looked at Mona. He has looked at the region as a whole, where he would have compared Trinidad, Barbados, and Jamaica. And for Dr. Morris, his research, you can find it on the campus libraries, as well as once you go online and you put in his name, you would see a variety. He has done a lot of work on COVID and the impact of COVID on persons with disabilities, as well as in terms of employment. So we have some research, but it is not enough, because we still need to highlight, especially, you know, in different countries, St. Vincent, you don't hear much, Antigua, Barbuda. So we want to get persons throughout really doing research, helping their country, as well as helping the region, as well as highlighting to the international market in terms of what's happening in our region and how far we are moving in terms of improving the lives of persons with disabilities.
That's useful information. And I know that Dr. Floyd Morris is the director of the Center for Disability Studies at the Mona campus. And that is, again, another great step forward. It's really a monumental occasion to have that center created. And I look forward to the day when St. Augustine's and Cape Hill will also have a similar center, so that we can really focus a bit more and attract more persons with disabilities to, as you just said, assist with the research around disabilities and contribute to our own development.
Yes. Within the policy, we are indicating that each campus should have something similar to what Cave Hill has. So I am really eager and looking forward. At St. Augustine, disabilities will move from a desk to a unit. So we hope forward to having that on each one of the campuses. Yes.
Yes. So Jackie, now let's look at funding, because we know that in order to really drive the area, this sector, funding must be available to support the work that needs to be done and is currently being done. So what type of funding does St. Augustine receive specifically for your area around disabilities?
All right. So because my department provides support for all students on the campus, I have a budget that provides funding for all aspects of the work that we do. And you would always hear people say it is not enough. So much more to be done. So for instance, we have in our orientation, and I don't have, you know, a set budget that I could really spend money and make it a great occasion. We still have to look to like the Guild of Students. We may still have to write directly to our deputy principal. We may still have to look for funding outside of campus. The Ministry of Social Development and Family Services, they have assisted in the past. And my hope is that someday we would have, on the national level, we would have specific funding dealing with disabilities. At the UE level, the campus level, when we're doing budgeting, that should be an area. We're getting there, but we're not getting there fast enough. So that you still have to scramble to find funding. So for instance, for research, we should have a research budget that caters and encourages research, but it is not enough. We still have to look for additional sources where we can get the funding so that we can do what we need to do. A lot of the funding nationally comes from the Ministry of Social Development and Family Services. So sometimes if you have a program or a project, you can approach the ministry to see what level of funding would be had. Outside of that, we are still out there looking and trying to source funding to ensure, you know, for instance, purchasing devices. It is not something in the budget. So those are things we are working on, and hopefully probably in the next 5 years, you know, my budget will definitely have, you know, those line items so that we could do what we need to do. But we live in hope.
Of course, we must continually live in hope in order to achieve some of the goals that we have in mind. And what type of numbers do you have in terms of students applying and being admitted to St. Augustine's campus? These are students with disabilities.
Okay, right. Now, what happened is that my information will be mainly surrounding students who would register with our department, right? It is something that is voluntary. So we may have students on the campus unaccounted for, because once a student is able to cope and manage, that student may not come to our department. Our admissions normally would have a question asking about disability, whether a student has a disability. So a student may or may not indicate that they have a disability. So for instance, right now I have a listing, and you could say we have about more than 100 students who would have indicated, but some of the disability might be, they may say asthma, or they may say wearing glasses, you know, and it's only unless these students come in. So for instance, our last semester, we had about 30 new students registering. So generally, I just sent out an email to students with disabilities, and the number was 61. So we would have these 61, but then, you know, you have students graduating, students coming in. So most times we may have about 90 plus students registering with our department in any academic year.
Well, Jackie, usually when we get together and start to converse about a topic like this, there never seems to be enough time. But I want you to share with us some of the key points that would have come out of your own research for your PhD as you examined the, you know, these services for students with disabilities at the three main campuses of the University of the West Indies.
Okay, so certainly the services and provisions, equipment is not enough. Secondly, in terms of persons, staff, other students, there's still a lot of room for awareness and sensitization campaigns. We still have to look at different ways and different learners. We still have to have an understanding of different ways of doing lectures and providing for our students. Students with disabilities, they are bright, they need the opportunity, and we need to provide that opportunity. We need to provide a welcoming, safe environment for students to navigate. We need to understand that it is a right, a student, right to education, we have to understand that it's not charity on this campus. And unless we understand that, students with disabilities will not get what they really need. But I know, and again, I have hope based on the work that we have done in terms of outreach, we are getting there. Students with disabilities need to know they have a place on the campus. Graduation is sure.
Excellent. I know that many persons may look at the financial cost versus the student being able to benefit just being at a university and pursuing their goals of achieving a bachelor's, a master's, or a PhD, or other type of certification. And I know at Cave Hill campus, our numbers are much smaller than St. Augustine or Mona by virtue of being large, a smaller country. But I am pleased to say that more and more persons with disabilities are interested in pursuing higher education. And I tip my hats off to those students who pursue their goals and stick with it to, you know, complete and achieve their certification. So I want to again say thank you very much, Jackie, for coming and sharing with us today and allowing us to have a greater insight into what St. Augustine's is doing to enable more and more students with disabilities to have an enjoyable and productive period in their student life at the St. Augustine's campus.
It is always a pleasure to be with you and have a discussion on this topic. So thank you very much for having me.
It has been my pleasure. And we will definitely reconnect soon so that we can continue to engage and afford persons the opportunity to understand and be motivated to also do more for themselves.
Yes.
You have been listening to Visions with me, Yudeli Wickham, and my very special guest, Jacqueline Huggins from UWI St. Augustine's campus. Remember, you can reach me on 1-246-269-9660 or via Starcom on 1-246-430-7300. And you can email me, visionsbarbados@gmail.com. So until next week, be productive and remember, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Take care.